The Phantom Coach by Amelia B. Edwards. The circumstances I'm about to relate to you have truth to recommend them. They happened to myself, and my recollection of them is as vivid as if they had taken place only yesterday. 20 years, however, have gone by since that night. During those 20 years, I have told the story to but one other person. I tell it now with a reluctance which I find difficult to overcome. All I entreat, meanwhile, is that you will abstain from forcing your own conclusions upon me. I want nothing explained away. I desire no arguments. My mind on this subject is quite made up, and having the testimony of my own senses to rely upon, I prefer to abide by it. Well, it was just 20 years ago, and within a day or two of the end of the grouse season, I had been out all day with my gun and had no sport to speak of. The wind was due east, the month December, the place a bleak, wide moor in the far north of England, and I had lost my way. It was not a pleasant place in which to lose one's way, with the first feathery flakes of a coming snowstorm just fluttering down upon the heather, and the leaden evening closing in all around. I shaded my eyes with my hand and stared anxiously into the gathering darkness, where the purple moorland melted into a range of low hills, some 10 or 12 miles distant. Not the faintest smoke wreath, not the...